Next patient is Kendra A.D. Kendra, K-E-N-D-R-A. K-E-N-D-R-A. Kendra E.D. E-A-D-Y. E-A-D-Y. Date of birth is 1-19-1994. 1-19-1994. Date of visit 3-3-25. Please make copy for Amy McCandless, nurse practitioner, N.P. Amy, A-M-Y, McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S, Amy McCandless, N-P, N as in Nancy. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Kendra A.D. for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 31-year-old. A female who has a history of recurrent bronchitis, has been coughing and wheezing and has been short of breath with activity and has had two episodes of bronchitis over the past 4 months. The patient has used an albuterol inhaler without much relief. She also has some choking and reflux symptoms. And states she had episodes of asthma as a child. there was a chest x-ray done in January of 25, which showed no acute pulmonary infiltrates. The patient has gained weight. She has a history of snoring, but has had no sleep study done, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension for 4 years, history of gastroesophageal reflux, past history of asthma and allergies, and hay fever. She also had kidney stones. With cystoscopy and stenting. The patient has a history for migraines. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits. The patient smokes marijuana occasionally. And denies history for smoking, drinks alcohol socially, works in an office. Next paragraph, family history, both parents in good health. Mother had a history of hypertension and diabetes. Father's in good health. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has had weight gain and history for fatigue. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary. I'm sorry, she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has had hay fever and wheezing episodes and coughing spells. She has tightness in her chest with some shortness of breath with activity. And she has reflux, but no diarrhea. She is constipated. She has no chest or jaw pain or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle stiffness. She has headaches. I'm sorry, she has headaches and no numbness of the extremities and no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, albuterol and 2 plus PR and Protonix 20 milligrams BID, Singulair 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight young African American female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse 82, respiration 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 204, saturation 97. HUND are non-phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional scattered wheezes in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, ghost intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Number one is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two, history of hypertension. Number three, gastroesophageal reflux. And number four is allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, total eosinophil count, IgE level, and also get a complete pulmonary function study. A CT chest was ordered with contrast, and a and the patient will continue using the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and a follow-up visit arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Dr. D'Souza, copy for Emmy McCandless, McCandless. McCandless.